It's ages since I've cooked it.
Beautiful.
Oh, yeah, beautiful.
The smell, the color. You know, this is what food is all about for me. This is the smell that I used to smell as I come home from school. Since I get to the gate of the house, I knew that my grandmother was cooking this because you could smell it from outside.
Red wine. Such a good smell.
Exactly. Nice cooking, so we're going to add the rest of the pig.
Do you want me to save the pig?
That's right. Well, I want you to take away the air. Just add that, yeah. And in the meantime, while you're doing that, I'm going to add the other pig. The tail, the snout.
So this feels to me like a recipe that people have been cooking for many centuries.
The idea is that you're using this part because they are the part and they are straight away ready to be used when you kill the pig. The rest of the meat, if it's aimed for a bit, is better. The ham would go and be cured, the back would be hit in slices.
Oh, because this is the dish for the day
that's
of killing the pig, right?
That's okay. Right.
Ah, it all begins to make sense.
So, here I've got the cabbage.
Cabbage and pig. It's a classic combination, isn't it?
Absolutely. And now, all we have to do is wait for a couple of hours.